We're up to the Gemara Daf Chav Ches Omer Aleph in the middle of Rabbi Yehuda's Drosha. The Gemara started by the two dots Chav Zayin Omer Beis in the middle of the Omer. Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, Ein Bir Chometz El Asreifa. So we'll rechaze very quickly this Omer Beis we did yesterday. Zog Mo Tanya Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Bir Chometz El Asreifa. A Kavach Choymer. Why? Vadin Noisen. Uma Noisen Shein Bal Yirol Bal Yimotze. Noiser, leftover Karbonus, there's no Bal Yirol Bal Yimotze, but it's Tone Sreifa, the Torah says that you have to burn it. You have to burn it. So chometz yesh ba yiro ba yimotz, chometz has a lav. So like kol shekain, it's stone tzreifa. An additional lav ba yiro. Omuloi, a kal v'chomer that ends up being a kul at the end is not a kal v'chomer. Omuloi, kol din shal tedon tchilos alach mevsef alahokil. Ain't a din, it's not a kal v'chomer. Why is it a kul at the end? Zakmara loy motze eitzim l'sof. If you don't find eitzim according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have no firewood. Ye yoyshe bata, you're going to cross your arms and be yoyshe bata and not do anything. Vater amatash bisa sof vatechem. You have to be burning. You have to be get rid of it. And if you according to Rabbi Yehuda, you won't be able to get rid of it if you have no firewood. Tashbis bechol sam betechem. It means bechol dov shat yochel ash bisoi. Zakmara chaz Rabbi Yehuda v'don din acher. Say in chami Rabbi Yehuda taka was don din acher. Now Rashi Vadi says Rabbi Yehuda Avad agrees that ash b'sos bechol dover. But we're talking about that's by the Zman Yisurei. We're talking about Koyim Zman Yisurei, meaning someone's Yoytze B'Shiyoro. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Yoytze Bottle. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's the opposite. Zog the Gemara, Chaz Rabbi Yehuda, he retracted, V'done it in Acher a different way. Noiser is Osa Bachila. We know Noiser is Osa Bachila. The Torah says so. V'chomet is Osa Bachila. Ma Noiser B'Sreifa, says B'Eitz Yisroifu. Avchomet B'Sreifa. Omuloi, this is a mamatzinu. On a mamatzinu, you can ask a pircha koldu. So nevela techiach, what's a pircha from nevela? Shasura bachila, it's still also bachila, ve'enetun tzrefa. Nevela, you don't have to burn. Omalehen, there's a difference between noiser and nevela. Omaleh hefesh, noiser is also bachila v'hano, it's both achila and hano. V'chomets is also bachila u'hano, they both are also bachila v'hano. Mas noiser ton tzrefa, v'chomets ton tzrefa. Mas she'enkein, nevela is not also b'hano. So mamela, you can't ask a pircha yachiach from there. Omuloi, I'll ask you for somewhere else. Sharnisko Yechiach. The Sharnisko we know is also by no. That was the whole Gemara we had. Sharnisko and Chometz is, according to Rabbanon, is also by no. Sharnisko Yechiach. Sharnisko Bachilu Bahano. The ain't a tone safer. And yet you don't have to burn the Sharniskal. Omulahan. Hefresh, there's still a difference. Nois is also Bachilu Bahano. Vonish Chorus. It's the stringency of Chorus. That's why you have to burn it. The Chometz also Bachilu Bahano. Vonish Chorus. Ma Nois is Beschreva. Chometz Beschreva. Ma Sheenkein. Sharnisko is not Beschreva. She said, no. I found an aspect of the Sharnisko that's also Beschreva. Which part? The Chalev of the Sharnisko. Belly, I warned yesterday, it's not the mitzad the Sharnisko, it's the Chalev Mihilchus Chalev Shaboy. But at the end of the day, Chalev of Sharnisko is also Bachila, also Bano, and Onishkoris. Omulor, Chalvish of Sharnisko, Yechiach, Shosa Bachila, Bano, Onishkoris, Vainton Sefer, and yet it does not need Sefer. And tell you on the bottom as a kasha, maybe it should be Chayv Sefer. Gufa, let this be the Machiach, let Noisa be Machayv you. Toys says no, it doesn't have Baltoisa. But upon him, that's the Gemara's kasha right now, that Chalvish of Sharnisko not Ton Sefer. He retracted the Don Din Acher and he learned a different way. What's the different way? Noiser, directly from Noiser. Noiser, yes, about the Siru, the Chometz about the Siru. Noiser, you're not a leave-over, Loiser Siru. Chometz is Loi Rabbi, Loi Motze. So you're not allowed to also have it, leave it over. Ma Noiser Beschreifa, Av Chometz Beschreifa. So Mamela, right now, it's a Din Acher because we're not coming onto the word of Issachilin, Issachanori, you can ask Pirchas from Shah Niskel, etc. That's the taste on the top learns. That's not the word. It's the word is the Baltasir Luchudei Motzinu Lemen of the Leisa Bekulu. Baltasir is the exclusive only by Noisa and by Chometz. Omuloi, I found you a different place. Osham Tolui, Vechatz Oifa Balasofik, Ludvarech Yechichu. Why? Osham Tolui is when a person is Mesupik, if he's Chayev. On chaylev or shuman, meaning chayev of yikores. You ate chaylev, or you ate forbidden fats, or not forbidden fats. So you bring an osham tolui, or chatz oif abala sofik. A woman who is mapel of vlad. It's a sofik if it's a vlad. Sofik is not a vlad. So you have to bring an oile and a chatos. So the oile comes al tanai. If I had a child, that's a bakayoma, then it's a choiva. If not, it's an adova. The chatos oif that you bring even on the sofik, you don't have to make a tanai, and there's no problem of chun la'azora. The Gemara learns out from Sukkim is because at the end of the day you don't eat it because maybe it's chulin. You don't eat it because maybe it's chulin. And Oibizoi, the Chatas Oiv never had a shchita. The Malika is called a nevela. It's not called a ma'ishchita, so you can't eat it. And over there, Rabbi Yudin Rabbanon argue in Temura, Chatzabala Oiv, Chatzabala Sofek. What do you do with this? chatzah oif. So either you burn it, according to the Chachomim, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, yitlana la'oma. You don't burn it. You get rid of it. But the point is, over there, b'chatzah oif, habala sofik, or b'osham tolui, over there, the machlok zibin rabbonon, and it happens to be Rabbi Yehuda holds the opposite of Sreifa. Rabbi Yehuda says, yitlana la'oma, shem b'bal tesiru, this is of b'bal tesiru, shana oime b'sreifa, va'ata oime b'kvura, and you yourself, the one that says over here that when it's about the siru, it's b'sreifa. Over there, you say it's not b'sreifa. So the Gemara, shosak Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, Rabbi Yehuda was shosak. Now, zok the Gemara. Now, the Maram Chalava points out Rabbi Yehuda wasn't choizer from his din. The din of Rabbi Yehuda is still b'sreifa. We pass it like Rabbanon and Shulchan Aruch, but l'chatchil we do like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda just was. Avadid the kavul chomer that he learned from originally, he remained with that kavul chomer, even though we had a pirch on it. It's a kalta b'sofer. He learned at the end of the day, Dr. Maham Chalva, from the kavul chomer from before. We had a kavul chomer at the beginning of the sugya. The Gemara started off that Om Rabbi Yehuda ain't be a chometz al sreif adin noisin uman noisin shenu bayro bayimotz eton sreif chometz yesu bayro bayimotz lekolshkein. So we asked the kasha, a kavul chomer that you have a kula at the end is not a kavul chomer. Okay, you have a kasha, but at the end of the day, that's where he learns from. So it doesn't really mean shosak and he was choyza. Zok the Gemara. Omar Av Yosef. So Rabbi Yehuda now, the Gemara says he was shosak. So he was stumped, so to speak, on his own memra that he says, Bal Tesiru is besreifa. He himself holds it's ba'oma. It's bekvura. It's not besreifa. So Omar Av Yosef, Harudami Inchi. This is a moshel that people say, a parable. Kapa de chato nagro begava nisrav chadlo. That means the what's it called? The kapa de chato nagro, the kaf, the spoon, shechoka ka uman, that the uman made, Zav Rashi, over there, with that same spoon, he's going to burn his own tongue when he puts mustard on there. So it's like, you burn yourself on your own thing. Rabbi Yehuda, you said, about the serious b'sreifa, you yourself say it's b'kvura. Another mashal, Zav the Gemara, Sadna besadna Yosef, sadna zagrashi a nagger that makes this sad. Losim boy ragdi asirim. It's like a chain where you put the feet of the prisoners in. So that a carpenter that makes it, that uman, sadna besadna Yosef, madvil yode mash mishtalim. Madvil yode, when he picks up his hands while he's working and making this, mishtalim schogoy kshenim tzaganav. It seems like he hurts himself on that goof on that thing itself. So it's his own thing that he made. Now, when they have a ganav, then he has more panosa. So he gets, the more it's used, the more he has to produce more. Rova magira begira makdil, the person that makes the chitzim, the arrows. So begira madvil yodeo mishtalim. So it's the same thing again. He himself is get killed and hurt with that own chitz that he made himself. Now Rashi points out that Oshem Tolui, that Rabbi Yehuda says he cover, it has all the conditions. Avagav shenoysi menu osa b'achila, u'bahanoa v'onush kores, v'u'v'balt asiru. It has everything. It's balt asiru, it's kores, it's achila na'anoa, and you still don't say sreifa. So the Gemara Shosak doesn't mean he was choyza, like Ma'am Chalava says. At the end of the day, he taka learned b'sreifa, and Shulchan Aruch, we pass like Rabbonon, but we are l'chatchila, we do sreifa. They argue ruach. Chachom say that chometz, you don't have to burn as long as you get rid of it. You crumple it up, you throw it in the wind, or you matel yam, you throw it in the ocean. Fact gemori bailu hechi komar. What's pshat in mefar v'zoel ruach? Is mefar v'zoel ruach only when you throw it into the wind, or is mefar v'zoel ruach also go back when you throw it into the ocean? Zok gemori bailu hechi komar mefar v'zoel ruach mefar matel yam. Is it both? It's going on both of them. Or idilma mefar v'zoel ruach is one thing. If you throw it into the wind, you have to crumple it and make crumbs into it. Avamataliyam be'ene. You can throw it as is, a loaf of bread, a piece of bread into the ocean. Zokmo v'tananami, same suffix we had in Avodah Zarah. V'tanami gabe Avodah Zarah ki agavna. Rabbi Yosi oimer shoychek shoychek v'zogel ruach. You crumple, you crush the Avodah Zarah and you throw it into the wind. Oimatil liyam, or you throw it into the ocean. V'baylon, we ask the same question. Hechi koma, what does it mean? Sochik v'zogel ruach v'sochik matel yam, is it going on both of them? Or idil mesochik v'zogel ruach, when it's in the ruach, it's taka sochik. Avo matel yam be'ena, when you throw into the yam, it's be'ena as is. Zog the Gemara, Omar Rabbe, so we have machlokes Rabbe and Rabbi Yosef and his kasha. which is thrown into Yam HaMelech. Why? Because Yam HaMelech is we have numerous places in Masechta Avodah Zarah where it says Loshon of Yam HaMelech. It says over there Yam HaMelech. Tosa says that Yoylech Hanoli Yam HaMelech. By Avodah Zarah we find numerous places says Yoylech Hanoli Yam HaMelech. So since Avodah Zarah goes to Yam HaMelech, so and in Yam HaMelech you don't have boats. Bones don't travel in Yam HaMelech. So Avodah Zarah del Yam HaMelech, Avodah Zarah, since it's thrown in Yam HaMelech is not traveled by boats. Why? So some explain because Yam HaMelech is salty and boats are made out of wood. Wood and salt don't go together. So it's not going to be, Yam HaMelech is not a place that's traveled by boats. So since it's not a place that's traveled, you don't have to be concerned if you throw Avodah Zarah in there that someone else is going to pick it up and be nichshal in it. Zok di gemara, omer rabbe, mistavra, Avodah Zarah del Yam HaMelech ka'ozlo leboi shchika. Avodah Zarah goes to Yam HaMelech, it does the shchika because nobody, we're talking about Avodah Zarah, nobody is going to take it and be over it. Why? We don't have to worry about someone using Avodah Zarah because without his knowledge, because no one traveling there. It's in the Yam HaMelech, it's gone. So it doesn't need shchika. Mashing chometz l'shan noves, chometz can go to any place, any ocean. We don't find any Masechta Pesachim where it says Zorg li Yam HaMelech. So since it goes into any body of water, those that are traveled also, so boy piru, you have to first crush it. Since it can go into any body of water, and that's what stoma is, so there might be nichshal by people, so mela, you have to get rid of it and crush it, so it won't be used. That's Rabbi's teretz. Rabbi says, the question was, do you have to make fire when it's Zorg li Yam, Sabe Avodah Zarah and Sabe Chometz? Rabbi says the difference is, Avodah Zarah, you don't have to. Why? Because Yam HaMelech is not traveled. Mashen and Chometz is in all Nahoris, so it needs Piru. Omele Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said as follows. Ad Rabbi, Ipkem Istavra. Rav Yosef says the opposite of Rabbi. Avodah Zarah deloy memisa. Avodah Zarah that doesn't get melted. It doesn't get, when you put bread into the water, what happens to it? It gets soggy, it dissipates. It falls apart. But Avodah Zarah is made out of metal or stone. It's not going to dissipate. Avodah Zarah lo memisa bo yishchika. So you have to crush it. Because why? Because it doesn't melt and dissipate on its own. Chometz de memis. Chometz which becomes soggy and dissipates. So lo bo yipiru, it doesn't need to be crushed. So Rav Yosef says, punk the opposite. And the geir l'gabi, which yam it is. Here it gets disintegrated, and this doesn't. Here it needs pure, and this doesn't. Yam HaMelech. Tanik was the rabbi. Rabbi that said that Avodah Zarah and Yam HaMelech so doesn't need tzchika. Mashen chometz and shanoz needs pirur. So we have a raya like him. Why? Hoya mahalech b'midbar. Someone's traveling in the midbar. Befarav v'zayel ruach. So this is talking about. Chometz. It says hoya mahalech b'midbar. Yemefarav v'zayel ruach. Hoya mahalech b'svina. Mefaru matel yam. So it says clearly by chometz you're mefaru. Why? Because that was a raya to Rabbah that since it goes into all nahoros in all bodies of water, even those that are traveled, so you have to mefaru. A clear raya that chometz you have to mefaru when it goes into the yam. That was Rabbah's teretz. You have to crush it and crumble it and make sure that it disintegrates. Because the mice at the end of the day, you have to make sure it's not going to be a mixel for people because it's traveled by many people. Other nahoros. That's a right rabbi. Tanikah was Rav Yosef, that the vort is, does it disintegrate or not? Rabbi's vort is it a place of mikshal traveled? And Rav Yosef's vort is it, does it get disintegrated or not? A right Rav Yosef, why? Tanikah was Rav Yosef, Rimalach Mamidbar, this took my Rav Yisorah. Shoychek v'zor l'ruach. So when it comes to Rav Yisorah, you have to crumble it and be shoychek v'zor l'ruach. Rimalach b'svina in a boat, shoychek umat l'yam. Why do you have to be shoychek by Rav Yisorah? Even though it's Yam HaMelech, that's irrelevant. The vort is because it doesn't disintegrate. So it's a riot to Rav Yosef. Sirkumat liyam. You have to crush it. You have to break it. You have to melt it. You have to make sure that it's crumpled into crumbs. Like bread is into crumbs. You have to make sure the stone is cracked. Zok digomore raya, but like upon him, it's a kasha to each one. Schika kasha l'rabba. The case of schika is shver and rabba, because it says clearly that even Avodah Zarah, you have to crush, even though it's the Yam HaMelech, and Pirul Kasha L'Rabbi Yosef, even though Rabbi Yosef says when it comes to bread, it disintegrates, you won't have to. Here we see you do. So, Gemara Tzchik L'Rabbi L'Kasha. Holy Yam HaMelech, Holy Shah Noros, depends. When did Rabbi say you don't have to? That's because it's a place that's not traveled. Yama Melech. Masheng is Shanoz. He agrees. And this Raya is talking about Shanoz. And Piru, the Rav Yosef Loikasha, the reason why Piru according to Rav Yosef is not Shver, it depends what it is. Not everything disintegrates. Hobachit, Hobanamo. A piece of bread, you're right, it disintegrates. It becomes soggy and it disintegrates. Masheng is Chitim, when you have stalks of Chitim, that doesn't disintegrate. So those taka you have to crush. So each one could agree in a certain instance, they taka have to do the Maisa Piru. Right. Others say that the difference between chometz and other things, meaning we just learned the Gemara Chita ben Hama, is that this disintegrates, this doesn't. Others say punk fakert. Bread is a chaticha b'fnei atzmoi. If you have a challah, putting it, it's not going to disintegrate. So fakert over there, you have to be mefarer. But saying chiti would disintegrate. You're saying stam al shir shaboy. The bottle was never the issue. You're throwing it into the yam, it's a mokum hefker, it's a mokum bittel. Now Rashi does say over here, why in the ruach you have to have a pirur? Shema yizakena sholem v'yim tzu'acha v'yachleno. Someone might come to eat it. So we see clearly the chshash is a chshash of takola. That's how Rashi says. Mashenken liyam, yamata be'ena, the memes v'nimuk. No one's going to eat it. It disintegrates. Mashenken l'ruach, someone might come to eat it. So the chshash is a takola. However, the Mekor Chaim in his Akdom in Tof Lamed Aleph, he says a new pshat. He says, not the pshat is a chshash of takola, and that's why befar v'zor l'ruach is necessary when you're zor l'ruach, it can't just be be'ena. B'yam, it disintegrates, and in l'ruach, you have to mefar because Rashi says it's takola. He says, no, the reason why you have to crush it is mefarer, is not because of the takola. Takola is a vaytach shash. The reason is because the mitzvah of tashbisu means destroying it. It's not destructive when you throw it in the ruach without being mefarer it. You have to be mashbis the chometz. What's called the hashbos of the chometz? That you can't be nana from it. How is a person not nana from it anymore? When you crush the loaf of bread and you make it into crumbs. So Mela, it's not enough stamp to throw it because of the chashash of takola. That's the reason why it's not enough. No, it's not enough because it's not a ma'aseh tashbisu. Zok the Mishnah. Chometz shel nochish over lava Pesach. If you have chometz of a goy, chometz shel over Pesach, not that it's owned by a yid, but it's owned by a goy. So muta b'hano, you'll have to be nana from it. No, is hano on a chometz of a goy after Pesach. Not just not muta b'hano, it's muta b'hano, it's muta b'achil also. Obviously, a lot of eat chometz. It's not chometz. It's chometz as owned by a goy over Pesach. Lacha Pesach is mutar banon, also bachila. V'shel Yisrael, ma she'enken, chometz as owned by yid over Pesach. So then, also b'hano, yinala b'nana from it, shenema lo yiro elochos sa'or. Now, Rashi Rabbi points out, we're talking about after Pesach. We're talking about chometz shanochi she'ovel over Pesach, or she'Yisrael she'ovel over Pesach. So why is lacha Pesach she'Yisrael also because of lo yiro? Zog Rashi, it's a knas. Because you were open by Yiroya, so that's why it was Chomet Shalva Pesach, they didn't sell it to a guy. It was owned by Yid. So even if you don't eat it on Pesach, but after Pesach, it's also Banor as a Knas, because you were Oivan by Yiroya. Zog the Gemara Mani Maslisin, who's the Mishnah like? Loi Reb Yehuda, Veloi Reb Shimon, Veloi Reb Yisak Lili. There are three Shitas we're going to see in the Braisa. That our Mishnah seemingly is like neither. Our Mishnah says that Chomet Shel Goy is Mutar B'Hano, and Chomet Shel Yisrael is Osa B'Hano. The Mishnah says Chomet Shel Nochi is Mutar B'Hano, and Chomet Shel Yisrael is Osa B'Hano. Who is this Mishnah like? Zog the Gemara, what's this three of Machloikas? The Tanya. We learned in the Braise as follows. Chomet, Bein Lifnei Zmano, Bein Lachas Manoi, Oiva Olo Belav. Bein Lifnei Zmano is Zog Rashi, it's referring to Mishay Shois Achetechshach, meaning before Pesach, before this man, from Chatzos and onward, Mishay Shois Lamala until the night. So the first Shita is, Rabbi Yudah Shita is, Yoiva Belav. So Chometz, Bein Lifnei Zman, Bein Lachas Zman. Lachas Zman means that Rashi Misha Ova Pesach, after Pesach, Yoiva Belav. And if you eat it, you're not Oynish Chorus, it's not Pesach, but Alav you are Oivon. The Moses learned from Psukim. So again, Bein Lifnei Zman, Bein Lachas Zman, Yoiva Belav. Toichsmanoi means on Moed itself and Pesach itself. Oiva olo belav a chorus. Not just oiva alav, you oiva alav and chorus. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So the first sheet of Rabbi Yehuda is before Pesach, min chatzos and onward, shei shois. And after Pesach, it's alav. On Pesach, it's alav and chorus. Daf chof chesam a days. Reb Shimon Oimer, the second sheet is chometz lefnei zmanoi ulachas zmanoi ain't over olav b'loy klum. You're not over anything. There's no lav before the zman. The only thing is the isses on Pesach itself, on the moed itself. Toich zmanoi over olav b'kores uvelav. You're over in kores and lav. That's on Pesach itself. But before the zman, you're not over on anything. There's no lav before Pesach, not before Pesach from Sheish Oysel Malo, and not after Pesach. Now Tosfos right away points out that it doesn't mean there's no issa achila. Of course, there's an issa achila according to Reb Shimon too. Bizman Sheish Oysel Malo. He brings rayas from the Gemara in the first parak, but a lav you're not going to be over. The third shita is the shita of Reb Yosi Haglili. When the Braisa continues, Umishosha Osa Bachila Osa Bahano Osa Natana Kama. But at the time that's Osa Bachila, which is according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's Osa Bachila from before, it's also Osa Bahano. Meaning, Mishe Shoisu Lamalo, that we say that you're over Belav, so Yehuda is saying that it's also Osa Bahano. The Isachila is also connotes an Isahano. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's not Osa Bachila or Bahano, Kodim Zmano. Bachilu, we say it is, but you're not a lava koponim. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mishosh also Bachilu, also Bahano, also Natana Kama. The third sheet is Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer, Tomal Atmo, hey, Chometz, also Bahano, Kol Shiva. I hold the Bechal, no Issa Hano at all, Kol Shiva. The whole Issa of Pesach is only in the Issa Achila. There's no Issa Hano at all. Al koponim, these are the three sheetas. Now the Gemara is going to continue over here in Amid Beis. We'll see tomorrow why the Mishnah is like neither. The Mishnah says, Chometz Shal Nochi is Mutabano, and Chometz Shal Sol is also Bahano. And this doesn't coincide with neither Rabbi Yehuda nor Rabbi Shimon or Rabbi Yosi Haglili. We'll stop over here.